Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Phil gets his irrigation ditch going.
So we get a group of people and we turn the water in the ditch and walk it down, throwing pine cones and whatever out, whatever else is in the ditch to make the water flow. It's a fairly big job, but we started about 4:30 this morning.
The ditch Phil's talking about is the Shane Ditch, one of five irrigation systems in the Lower Stillwater River Historic Irrigation District, an extensive system of ditches built between 1875 and 1920. They're simple, unlined features that draw water from several creeks, Butcher Creek, East Rosebud, Rosebud, and the Stillwater River. Historically, the wide bottomlands next to the stream channels were excellent for growing hay and providing winter shelter for bands of sheep kept by most ranchers during the turn of the 20th century. The original county road, constructed in the early 1890s, was plotted around the ditches. Even the highway built in the 1930s was engineered around the ditches. Since the beginning, improvements to the ditches have been made by homesteading families to boost their own agricultural production. Later, landowners incorporated, and the members started paying an annual usage fee.
For us to irrigate, it cost us $13 an acre for water, which is very, very reasonable. So it's one of our cheapest inputs, yet our most important.
So the water's cheap, but the ditch is still maintained and repaired by the landowners themselves. And that's what Phil and his neighbors were doing out there before sunrise.
Oh, there was probably 15 people. There's other farmers, ranchers. There's a few subdivisions that still get water that were farms and ranches at one point. There's siphons that go through coulees that are made out of steel, and they've been there for, I don't know, probably 100 years. Some of the steel's getting pretty thin, and some of the concrete that's in it is just wearing out. When I first came back to Columbus, there was a few spots where you could hardly walk through the ditch because there was trees hanging over and in it, and we've done a lot of work and cleaned those out.
It's not all work, like lots of jobs in farm country, branding, calving, harvest. It's a time for the community to get together, an excuse for a party with a 9-mile walk to justify the excess.
We had sloppy joes, potato salad, big monster cookies, cake, a couple other salads. It's something that's been going on for a long time, so it's kind of an annual event. We have a big dinner afterwards, and a few times that I actually see some of the people that we walk the ditch with, we get to catch up a little bit. It's been going on for as long as I have been alive and well before that.
Once the ditch is open, the system, informal as it is, works pretty well.
During irrigating season, you could be using all your water and say your neighbor doesn't need it at that specific time. There's no way to transfer water from one to another. So there is no conflict, but your amount of water is too much at times and lacking at times, is the best way to put it.
Of course, with as wet as it's been this spring, farmers aren't really thinking about watering their crops. But they will, especially if we have another summer like last year's, the second driest since record-keeping began in 1895.
When it comes to time when I do want to irrigate, I've let all that water go past me. I wasn't able to use it. Now it's time to irrigate, and I want to use the water. I still get just the sliver that I get, or the percentage of the ditch that I get. We call them shares. We've never run out of water. Our water supply is very consistent, and I know some of the ditches across the state can't say that. So we're very fortunate that we have a consistent supply of water.
Join us next week when Phil deals with an uncommon deluge, delaying spring fieldwork and threatening crops already seeded.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.